Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Today, I'm going to ask my podcast audience to do something that I have never, ever asked you to do before. I am asking you to chip in and help send one of the most courageous, most compassionate, most consistent, reliable activists and organizers in the country to Congress. We can do this together. And too often, we say we wished or hoped we had courageous voices who spoke truth to power in Congress, but then when they rise up, we don't actually do anything about it. And this is our chance to send Gary Chambers from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to Congress in the upcoming special election. Today, I'm going to tell you how you can do it and what it's going to do, and we'll all chip in together. Let's go. This is Sean King, and you are listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
Today's episode of The Breakdown is brought by the brilliant people at Paint Your Life. Listen, because of COVID, this holiday season is going to be different than any other. It already was this past week. And this is the longest I've ever gone without seeing my mother. So I wanted to at least make sure I got her a special gift this Christmas. That's why I got her a custom family painting from Paint Your Life. You can get a professional, hand-painted portrait created from any photo at a truly affordable price in as little as 3 weeks' time. The process was so easy and the painting came out perfectly. I can't wait to give it to my mother, and she doesn't listen to the podcast, so I can talk about this and she'll never know. At paintyourlife.com, there's no risk. If you don't love the final painting, your money's refunded. It's guaranteed. And right now, as a limited time offer, get 20% off of your painting. That's right, 20% off and free shipping. But to get this special offer, you have to text the word KING, that's my last name, to 64,000. That's KING to 64,000. Text KING to 64,000. That's Paint Your Life. Celebrate the moments that matter most. You're going to love it. Again, text KING to 64,000, and they'll give you all the details.
The breakdown.
Right now on my Instagram page, if you go to the link in my bio, you can click on that link and donate to help us jumpstart the campaign for Gary Chambers, who we hope and believe is going to announce in the next 2 weeks or so that he's going to run for Congress. And we are raising $250,000 to jumpstart his campaign. And I want to talk about that for a moment, because there's a couple ways of looking at it. I've seen some people say, $250,000? What the hell? Do you know that Amy McGrath, who ran for Senate in Kentucky, spent $88 million and lost by 15%. That Jamie Harrison, who we campaigned for, literally lost by about the same amount and spent over $100 million. What we're asking for, $250,000, is a tiny drop in the bucket for what campaigns cost. Now, what you may not know is that Congressman Cedric Richmond, who I know, who is my Morehouse brother, is stepping down from his seat, which represents a part of Baton Rouge all the way down to New Orleans. And he has held that seat for nearly a generation. And Congressman Cedric Richmond is joining the Biden-Harris administration as a senior advisor to Joe Biden. And Gary Chambers, who I think is the single most respected grassroots organizer and activist and man of the people. And I say that on purpose. Like, he will represent everyday people because he is an everyday person. He comes from the people. He fights for the people. I have seen Gary for years now, going on 5 years, stand side by side with families impacted by police violence when their loved ones have been killed by police, mauled by police. He has stood and fought for the family of Kawan Bobby Charles, who was killed outside of Baton Rouge earlier this year. And I could name, sadly, dozens and dozens of families that Gary always shows up for. And he's that dude who's there when times are hard, who's there during natural disasters, who's there when people are hurting and need a steady hand, a compassionate voice. He is a kind man, a decent man, a compassionate and courageous man who is also always willing to speak truth to power. And I can't think of a better person that we could send to Congress than Gary. But he can't win. He can't run a competent, competitive campaign without your financial support. It's what it's going to take. And I'm not sure if you know this, but after he lost, Donald Trump has now raised nearly $170 million. After he lost, we're trying to raise $250,000 to jumpstart Gary's campaign for him to win. And it's going to take you and your friends and your family and others. And if you go to my page, you'll see I've posted all about Gary. I tag him. If you look at the link in my bio, you can go to his page and learn all about him. I have talked to Gary about the policies that he will advocate for in Congress on behalf of his constituents in Louisiana and on behalf of all of us who support Gary on mass incarceration, on police violence, on income inequality, on education, on the environment, like on healthcare disparities and universal healthcare. We need Gary Chambers in office. Listen, I have a quick word from one more sponsor, but then I want to tell you a quick story that I don't know I've ever shared here on the podcast, and it involves Baton Rouge. I'll be right back. Listen, everybody, drinking enough water is critical for a healthy lifestyle. It increases your brain power and it boosts your productivity, but it can be hard to stay hydrated. That's why Hydrant has made it easier than ever. Hydrant has created a refreshing electrolyte powder that you can mix directly into your water to more efficiently and effectively hydrate your body. It's full of essential vitamins and minerals, and my favorite flavor is lime. It tastes great, and it's made with real fruit juice powder. Listen, we've got a special deal for our listeners to save 25% off of your first order if you go to drinkhydrant.com/breakdown or enter our promo code breakdown at checkout. That's drinkhydrant, DrinkHydrant, drinkhydrant.com/breakdown and enter the promo code breakdown for 25% off your first order. Again, that's drinkhydrant.com/breakdown and enter the promo code breakdown to save 25% off. And we thank Hydrant, our friends, for sponsoring the podcast. Hydrant, where water meets wellness. Check it out, you all. I love it, and I think you will, too. Break it down. Break it down. Break it down.
down. Break it down. Break it down.
I don't know how many of you know this, but I was a pastor for many, many years, for really the first almost 15 years of my adult life. And I actually thought I would be a pastor forever and ever. And it's still a part of my heart and the work that I do and the ways that I try to help people. But I had a mentor who actually was a pastor in Baton Rouge. And when I was a pastor, this pastor not only encouraged me regularly, he was a part of a leadership group that I was a part of and that our church was a part of. But I really, really admired this man. And in some ways, I modeled some of the things that our church did after some things I saw him doing in Baton Rouge that I thought were really beautiful ways to just serve people and help people. And in 2014, I was no longer pastoring. And I still saw him as somebody that I would go to for prayer and advice. And I hadn't reached out to him in probably 9 months to a year. But I found myself in a really, really bad place. It was in the winter of 2014. I talk about this season of my life in my book. And I found myself, I think I was depressed. I wasn't seeing a therapist, but I was really, really down. And I had stopped everything in my life to fight for families who were impacted by police brutality. And everything that we fought for, we weren't getting. I was being harassed and getting death threats every day. I mean, it was bad. And I decided that I was going to reach out to this pastor in Baton Rouge for help. And we had mainly, over the years, we had each other's phone numbers, but when we communicated, we mainly DM'd each other on Twitter. And I pulled up my phone and was, searched for his profile. And I saw that he no longer followed me on Twitter. And I try not to read too much into who follows me and who doesn't. But I was like, oh, he must have accidentally unfollowed me. And so I found his number on my phone and I said, hey, man, I told him what I was going through. I said, I've been having some, a really hard time and just wanted your advice on this, this, and this. And I said, but I noticed that you had unfollowed me on Twitter. And he wrote me back because I told him, I said, I thought he had accidentally unfollowed me on Twitter. And he wrote me back and he said that, no, it wasn't an accident. That he had seen me speaking out against police brutality and police violence, and he just didn't agree with the things I was saying. And that was like the end of the conversation. I literally saw this man as like a mentor and advisor. He had advised me through years of pastoring. And that was it. It was over. Like, he saw me standing up for Tamir Rice and Mike Brown and John Crawford and Eric Garner and his church, which was full of police officers there from Baton Rouge. And he had partnered with the police department in ways that I didn't really understand. He just wasn't having it. And whatever I thought about this white pastor in Baton Rouge and our friendship or connection or whatever, like whatever line I crossed fighting for these young black men who were killed by police, it was too much for him. And he had unfollowed me, never spoke to him again. And as I think about this story, this is so much of what Gary Chambers is up against in Baton Rouge. Not just with people who are afraid to speak truth to power, but people who will literally bail out on you when you do. And for years, Dr. King always said that it wasn't the Bull Connors and the ultra conservatives that concerned him the most, but, white moderates and, even white Christians. That was who his letter from the Birmingham jail was really all about. And Dr. King's heart was broken by this reality that white Christians weren't standing with him. And I've experienced it. And Gary, who is a man of faith as well, has experienced it. And we need to put this man in Congress. Period. Pointblank.com. Listen, I've got to run. I've got to take one of the kids to a doctor's appointment, but I will be right back here tomorrow. Please go to my Instagram page at Sean King. Click the link in my bio and donate today. And let's send Gary Chambers to Congress. Take care, everybody.
Break it down.
The break down.
I'm Brandon Janice, and this season on Sick Empire, I'm on a mission to highlight the voices that are helping to heal Black traumas. You'll hear as I speak with experts in alternative medicine.
But the gathering in the greatest degrees of personal integrity would have the greatest degrees of power.
A timeless, natural method of healing.
This is ancient. This is a return to us being in our power and that knowing that we're medicine women.
Plant magic.
Using medicine that comes from the land, you know? A lot of these medications are the main ingredient are plants that come from the land.
Black economics, prison abolition, and more. Join me as I explore the avenues that lead to greater health while surviving under a sick empire. Every episode of Sick Empire examines the healing journey of Black Americans. We speak to inner city therapists, Black intellectuals, Reiki masters, chefs turned activists, and much more. You'll hear a diverse mix of healing experiences, all told from the lens of Black folks. Sick Empire is still a love language, just like the streets of New York City. The first episode will be live everywhere you listen to podcasts on Monday, November 9th. The first episode is live November 2nd for members of the North Star. You can go to thenorthstar.com to become a member today.
Sick Empire. Sick Empire.